She's seriously injured. It's worse than just a mangled leg. Beginning from the bottom, he cut his way up the outside of her pants leg until he revealed the gash on the inside of her knee. He took two towels from his trunk, handed her one, and with the bungee cord, bound the other around the wound. He looked at her expectantly.
"Nice work,"
she whispered through labored breaths and a forced smile. She wiped blood from her face and asked,
"How's Evil Knievel?"
"Who?"
"Mark, my husband. Is he okay?"
Steve hesitated. Oh, sure.
"Please, go check."
He jogged through the fireweed toward the glimmering red light, wondering what he would find.
"Mark?" he called out. "The Brotherhood of Harley Riders? What kind of jackass speeds up when he sees a fellow motorcyclist waving him down on a deserted highway?"
There was a pause in the game. Steve rested his hands on the railing and gazed at the Yukon River. Simon reached into his grubby coat and extracted a can of Mike's Harder Blood Orange. He opened it and took a couple swigs before wiping his mouth and continuing.
"What do you see? What do you see when you look at the river?"
Steve had contemplated precisely that the night before as he had stood near that very spot and stared at the Yukon River. So, for this question, he was well prepared.
"Before us roars the Yukon River, its waters flowing continually for centuries, day and night, week after week, year after year. I was in Denver last week, yet here flowed the Yukon River, pulsing through the heart of Whitehorse."
Simon set his harder on the rail and stared expectantly at Steve. Steve paused to consider the river's source and destination, its magnificent depth, velocity, and sheer volume, before continuing.
"Time flows like a river, bearing the spirits of those who have lived on this earth. Each drop of water in the river represents a soul destined to be forgotten in the depths of the Bering Sea. Most lives fade into obscurity, etching not even a trace in the annals of history. How many souls are remembered 200 years after their passing? In the end, what remains of any of us? A mere drop on this earth, and this earth itself? A trifling speck in the dustpan of the galaxy? Yet, here we stand tonight, you and I, on this speck, observing the majestic spectacle of the mighty Yukon River, ushering an eternity of souls to the Bering Sea.